You're listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient, brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. Join us as we explore tools, practices, meditations, and conversations with members of the UK community. Together, we will discover how we can thrive at work, home, and beyond. Hello, everyone. I'm Amy Rodquist-Cadet, health coach with the University of Kentucky Health and Wellness Program. Welcome to Becoming Wildly Resilient Practices, where we'll explore research-based tools and tips that help us thrive more in the areas of life that matter most. This month, we're talking about forgiveness. To be perfectly honest, I've felt a lot of resistance when researching the practices and science of forgiveness. It's a little bit vulnerable to say that out loud, but it's true. I wasn't quite sure why, because I know without a doubt we've all experienced pain, betrayal, and hurt that comes from being in relationships with people. Maybe we cut off contact with them because we're no longer in relationships with them. Maybe we're trying to figure out boundaries and how it all works. According to the extensive research on forgiveness done by Dr. Fred Luskin and his team of researchers at Stanford University, holding on to a grudge too deeply or for too long can wreak havoc on our mental and physical health. It's been linked to elevating stress, increasing our blood pressure and heart rate, and may even compromise our immune system. I understand in my head the importance of forgiveness. I think the sticky point for me when it comes to forgiveness and grudges is that sometimes it feels forced. If we're a good person, we'll forgive whatever has happened to us. But the more I dug into the research, the more I found support for forgiveness being a choice. That the process of forgiveness takes time, and we should only initiate that healing piece of forgiveness when we're ready and have had time to grieve. It doesn't mean we have to reconcile with the person that has done us wrong. In fact, Nedra Glover-Tawab, a therapist and author of the book Set Boundaries, Find Peace, coined the phrase toxic forgiveness. Toxic forgiveness is an unhealthy way that people pretend to be unharmed or that they're over it. They try to forget the offense or the wrong that was done to them. Forgiving to keep the peace or people-pleasing is not healthy for us. It's not healthy for our mental health. It is not healthy for our relationships. Nedra goes on to write that taking time to process our pain, to slowly rebuild trust, and decide if we need to show up differently in a relationship are all essential things to examine when we are exploring forgiveness. Forgiving and forgetting is not a realistic approach to moving forward, to healing. It's okay that we're not over the things that hurt us, and we don't have to pretend that we are. Forgiveness is a choice. I should get a t-shirt or something that has that on there. When I read it, I was so relieved. I could feel this heaviness come off my shoulders. It's about our emotional process and accepting the situation as it is, not how we'd like it to be. If you decide that there is a situation in your life that you would like to explore with forgiveness, I've got a practice for us. Dr. Fred Luskin has studied forgiveness for decades. He has books, TED Talks, and an entire lab at Stanford to understand how forgiveness works. He has designed 9 steps to walk people through the process of forgiving someone who has hurt them. As we've talked about, the forgiveness process takes time and really should be initiated when you feel ready. This may be something you want support with, and maybe it's not a practice you're ready to dive into right now. That is totally okay. Come back when you're ready. This practice will be here. Research suggests that when you're ready, practicing forgiveness can not only strengthen our relationships, but also reduce toxic feelings of stress, anger, and boost happiness and optimism. I don't know about you, but I could use some of that. So if you get stuck, talking it over with a trusted friend or a therapist might be a great way to keep moving in the direction you want to go. To start, bring to mind a harm that was done to you that you would like to consider forgiving. And then do your best to complete the following steps. Number one, reflect on your experience. How do you feel about what happened? What about the situation is not okay? Answer these questions in your head as clearly as possible. Then, if you feel comfortable, tell someone you trust about your experience. Number two, make a commitment to yourself to work towards forgiveness. If it's helpful, remember that forgiveness is a way for you to feel better, for you to feel lighter, for you to feel more free. Number three, understand that forgiveness does not mean trying to make up with the person who harmed you or excusing their actions. With forgiveness, you seek the inner peace and understanding that comes from blaming other people less. Number four, try to shift your perspective on what happened. This was where I got stuck. Notice any distress in the moment that's coming from the hurt feelings and thoughts and physical upset that you're suffering now is not the same as the hurt you felt 2 minutes ago or 10 years ago. Number five, when you feel upset about a past harm, try a calming exercise to soothe your body's stress response. This could mean taking some deep breaths, taking a walk outside, watching nature, or just looking out the window, doing a mindfulness practice, maybe getting out your Headspace app or another app that's supportive for you. Do what works best for you. Number six, remember that while you can hope and work hard for health, love, friendship, and prosperity, some things, like other people's feelings and actions, are not in our control. I'll say that again for the people in the back. Other people's feelings and actions are not in our control. Insisting that things go exactly the way you want them to can cause us to suffer. Instead, it can help to remember that everyone experiences undeserved pain and loss. This is part of the human experience. You're not the only one who has felt like this. Number seven, try not to dwell on the hurt you experienced. Redirect your energy into making positive changes in your life that will help you prioritize your own well-being. Number eight, look for the love, beauty, and kindness that's all around you. Try to appreciate what you have instead of thinking about what might feel lost. Focusing on your hurt will only give power to the forces behind your pain. And lastly, number nine, remind yourself you made the brave choice to forgive. This is a process and sometimes feels like a really windy road. As Nedra Glover-Tawab reminds us, Forgiveness does not mean you can't talk about it anymore. It doesn't mean you have to stay in an unhealthy relationship. It doesn't mean you'll tolerate similar behavior in the future. It doesn't mean you no longer feel upset or hurt. And it doesn't mean you will forget. Forgiveness is a choice. Sometimes I get fixated with being done with the work. I get frustrated that I'm still experiencing difficult feelings around something I've been trying to process for a long time. When we're not getting over it as fast as we want to be, go easy, go gently, get the support you need around forgiveness. I hope that was helpful. Thanks for joining me today and practicing together, because practice makes possible. That's how we become more wildly resilient. Until next time, keep practicing and be well. Thank you for listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient. This podcast is brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. We offer a wide range of online and in-person services to support the well-being of UK employees, retirees, and their spouses. You can find experts in mental health, personal resilience, nutrition, and physical activity. We're ready to meet you where you are and address your unique needs. To learn more about the work life and well-being services offered by UK Human Resources, visit hr.uky.edu/wellbeing. You can also connect with us on social media and YouTube by searching at UKY Wellness or by email at healthandwellness@uky.edu.